We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
If you had been in some of the Eastern Kentucky towns 3 to 5 years ago, and then you went in some of those same cities today, they would look a lot different.
Brooke Smith, founder of the Appalachian Impact Fund, here along with its executive director, Laura Smith, to tell us how change is arriving in Eastern Kentucky and what it looks like.
I think that we're seeing a new regionalism emerge that hasn't existed in the past. I say this as an Eastern Kentuckian. We can get very siloed in our own counties and even within a county, our own community within that county. And we're starting to see people work across those community lines and those county lines in a way that is mutually supportive.
That's not to say that lingering resentments have vanished. Science writer Gabriel Popkin heard about it while working on an in-depth article for the Washington Post about reclaiming forests destroyed by surface mining and mountaintop removal, and the experiences of the group Green Forests Work.
I heard some stories where Green Forests Work employees would show up at a bar with their brochures and their hats, and miners would say, "Hey, you're those environmentalists who are putting us out of business." Of course, nothing could be farther from the truth.
Popkin, a Lexington native, tells the story of Patrick Angel, who has led efforts to replant native species of trees on old mine sites. Those who try to simplify life and culture in Appalachian Kentucky do so at their peril. It's a complex, complicated place.
That complexity is too often overlooked.
The complexities, issues, ingenuity, and future of the region will enjoy the full attention of the event Kathy Newfont, an associate professor of history at UK, is chairing, the 43rd annual conference of the Appalachian Studies Association in Lexington later this month.
As one of my colleagues likes to say, Lexington's not in the Appalachians, but the Appalachians are in Lexington.
We're going to hear about a celebration in April honoring teachers.
They're here to help you. They will make a difference in your life.
Marianne Vimont, an associate professor in the College of Education at UK and founder of Teachers Who Made a Difference.
You don't go into teaching or an education very often unless you're in it for the right reasons, hopefully, and that is to make a difference in someone's life.
We'll have all the details on the future of Fashion 2020.
My vision is to bring people together who are creative artists, and they do different mediums to create this event that it just offers so much to the audience. You know, the possibility to see visual art and see performances and see fashion, just put everything together and have this spectacular event.
And Lexington designer Sarita Benedict Begley tells us this year's event has a special focus, fashions made from hemp.
You know, it's very similar to cotton. People think that it's maybe rough because, you know, the idea of how hemp used to be. But it's so soft right now. There's so many different options. The processing has gotten so good that there is some hemp t-shirts that feel like cotton. They're so soft and comfortable, and it's very easy to work with.
We'll have information about yet another event coming up in March, Critical Mass 4, hosted by the regional arts and culture blog Undermain.
When we introduced the idea of criticism, there was really no effective way to measure its impact, so we thought that maybe we should get the community together and talk about it.
Undermain co-publisher Christine Huskisson on strengthening the arts of Kentucky by encouraging professional critical review. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.